carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Mark Reichman. Our guest this morning is Barry Steffes, a reporter who spent 30 years over in Israel and listening because he was uncovering information about some of the key people over there, why he was actually put under surveillance and stressed against his life. He came to America, and he's here with us this morning to bring you up to date about many of the things that are taking place. Barry, you pick up the story.
Showing up into parts of the Dakota. So as we take a look...
Barry Steffes, are you there?
We are going to be watching for that chance.
Barry Steffes, are you there? We're having real problems this morning, and I don't know if I know Barry is called in, so I'm going to, there's going to be a couple of minutes of silence as I call in, trying to get things straightened out back at the studio there. Barry, are you there? Barry Steffes. Well, hold just a minute, we'll see what we can do.
As well, some showers possible there, but all the action as far as severe weather really focused today into parts of the south. Ralph.
Okay, Alex, thanks so much. The watching coverage continues just ahead on the severe storms that are now driving their way towards the east. In Mississippi, it's right in the path. Dave Malkoff is there as rescuers get set to respond in a moment's notice.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Well, this is Dr. Stan. I don't know what's going on this morning, but we hope we'll have Barry with us. Until then, maybe we can talk about some of the things going on in the world. But basically, of course, we see the crisis over there in Iraq. We see the crisis taking place in... Hello?
Hi there. It's Barry. Stan, is that you?
Yes, it is. Please go right ahead.
Good. I was worried. I got reports that you took...
Go right ahead.
Let's say.
Go right ahead.
Oh, we're on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Okay, then away we go. As for your audience, that was me off the air. Glad that Dr. Stan is on the air. All right. Look, yesterday in Israel was Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Day. And believe it or not, what I've been saying, well, on your show largely, but through my writing, is that the Holocaust has got to be remembered realistically already. This myth, well, the myth isn't that it took place. The myth is why and who was behind, who was in the background. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, yesterday, an Israeli friend of mine, my doctor actually, said, congratulations, you're in bomb. A major website in Israel did the story of, well, it asked the question, were Jews really acting as agents for Nazis? And it was a shocking film, really. And more to the point, it was in the Hebrew and it was from survivors. It was from the right who said, that these labor Zionists wanted us out of the way. They selected who to be killed in Europe so they can build a new Jewish state their way. This Israelis are watching, and lo and behold, there I am, slightly in the middle of it, boldly reminded that, yes, Barry Chambers has been saying this for a while. Look, it's coming out, and it can't be held back. Now, look, I'm going to go through it chronologically backwards. I think that works. And on this station, anyways, we haven't done it that way. Look, let's start with the Palestine Post. Today's Jerusalem Post, January 15th, 1936. Here's the headline and the story. A bold demand that the German Zionist Federation be given recognition as the only instrument for the exclusive control of German Jewish life was made in the executive. The executive the Jewish agency, Labor Zionism, was the only one left. They threw everyone out. They declared this in a proclamation today. All German Jewish organizations, it was declared, should be dominated by the Zionist spirit. Now, what does that headline mean? It means if you're the 99% of German Jews who are not Zionists previously, you'd better be, because that we're the only organization the Nazis permit. Now, the effect of this worldwide, Jews try to escape Germany. They didn't want to go to Palestine. They went to South America. Well, the stopping points of ships filled with refugees included Venezuela, Cuba, the United States, and Canada. They were all turned back. And by the way, being turned back, these refugees were turned back to their deaths. If you didn't choose Palestine, somehow there was an international notice that you're going back to the Nazis. And for some reason, everyone cooperated. Jews were good refugees for countries. A place like Venezuela could benefit, Cuba for that matter, could benefit from Jewish refugees, but they were turned back. Meanwhile, back in Germany, it's now official. You're either going to our camps to prepare you for a new life in Palestine, or you're going to die. And, I won't tell you how much that infuriates me to hear this. But let's go through the story chronologically backwards. All right, Dr. Stan, you're one of the few people who know. Are you ready?
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network. This is vitally important.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess I'll be shamish. Sorry, go right ahead.
All right, now, we're going to do this logically using, well, actual headlines. This from the Congress Bulletin, that's of the American Jewish Congress. Still big, still today, January 24th, 1936. We are introduced to George Koreski. Now, he is the president of the Berlin Jewish community. All right, let's just read the article. The heck with it. Koreski discovered the compatibility between Hitlerism and Zionism and then voluntarily joined the secret service of the Reich. That would be the Gestapo. He became a Jew who made Hitlerism his Jewish national faith. He openly declared in Goebbels' Angriff, those are the Nuremberg laws, he said they were a blessing to the Jews. All right. My goodness. What mentality is going on here? Angriff was the Nazi official outlet, and Goebbels and the Berlin Jewish community worked hand in hand, and you know what the end was, but I'm going to quote you what Koreski writes. Now, Koreski was naturally criticized for making friends with the Nazis, all right? This is from the New Palestine, September 17th, 1937. If you call this an apology, here's what he wrote. We dealt only with the officials of the ministries and the police, with the Gestapo and the Jewish Department of Goebbels Ministry, or with the Ministry for Economic Affairs on the transfer agreement. Now, here he complains, and what a complaint this is. It was very difficult for the Zionists to operate, a tear comes rolling down. It was morally disturbing to seem to be considered as the favored children of the Nazi government, particularly when it dissolved all anti-Zionist youth groups. And by dissolved, it meant sent them to camps and to their deaths. Dissolve. What a nice term for mass murder. All right. And seemed in other ways to prefer the Zionists. The Nazis asked Jews for a more Zionist behavior. Now, I'm going to quote, and this comes from Lenny Brenner's book, 51 Documents, and I've been sticking with this article for a long time because I think it's the core of everything. Prinz was the head of the American Jewish Congress, but we just mentioned their newspaper. Here's what he has to say. Remember, he's the head of the American Jewish Congress. It's no schmo. He said, we thought at the beginning of the Hitler regime that a frank discussion was possible, and we found among SS intellectuals some people were ready for such a talk. Isn't that wonderful? The head of the American Jewish Congress was negotiating with the Gestapo. Now, by the way, he woke up and thought he was taken for a ride and became of the Jewish opposition, the revisionist. All this is just garbage background. Let's head to the core, and the core is nasty. Now, there was a study done by David Israeli. It was done published by Bar-Ilan University, a religious university outside Tel Aviv. It's called The Palestinian Problem in German Politics until 1945. All right, get ready for a quote. The Zionists were always more eager to extend their relationship than the Nazis. It was therefore the Haganah. The Haganah was the labor Zionist military arm. In essence, the IDF is the natural extension of where the Haganah led. All right. The military arm of the Jewish agency, de facto the labor Zionist militia that obtained permission to negotiate directly with the SS. Excuse me. This bothers me. call it choke me up, but I hate it. I am getting a little choked up when I read it. A Haganah agent, remember, this is from David Israeli's study. A Haganah agent, Fivel Polkus, arrived in Berlin on February 26, 1937, and was assigned Adolf Eichmann as his negotiating partner. All right. Their conversations were recorded by one Franz Albert Six. That's how we know about them. All right, leave it at that. In 1983, I met Yoav Gelber, a scholar at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Holocaust Center. I asked what he knew of Polkus, and he answered, "The Haganah Archives refuses to let me see his file." My way, I wonder why. He's only in Germany cutting a deal with Adolf Eichmann and the SS. Here's why, okay. Yoav Gelber says that I cannot see the file because it would be too embarrassing. The above-mentioned Jew, Fivel Polkus, who was an active figure in the Jewish Intelligence Service, the Haganah. Well, this is from the German right now. This is from a correspondent named Dr. Reichart. And once again, it's in David Yisraeli's study. Okay, what they wrote way back in 37 is, quote, Polkus is well acquainted with all important matters concerning the Jewish world. A plan in coordination with the Gestapo was formulated to enlist Polkus as a steady source of information for the Nazi security service. He stated that he is ready to serve Germany and supply information. Isn't that wonderful? For the work of contacting him, now this is the Germans, we especially suggest SS group leader Adolf Eichmann of Department 11 over 112, who was in charge of the previous discussion with Polkus in Berlin and was invited by the latter to visit the Jewish colonies in Palestine as his guest. Now remember, folks, Adolf Eichmann, he didn't hate Jews. He only executed 500,000 of them. But he had friends who were Jews, and they wanted the executions. They were using Eichmann. Now, in the book, well, in Perfidy by Ben Heck, in the transfer agreement by Edwin Black, they all say the same thing. From the German records, Eichmann offered to send all of the Jews, 500,000, to Palestine, in exchange for 700 trucks, to move his loot out. Where to, who knows? But he was turned down. And the person who turned him down, you know what? We'll get to it. All right. I don't want to confuse you. Eichmann didn't hate the Jews. He liked certain Jews, all right, the labor Zionists he worked with. Now, here, back to the German, the report on POCUS in Berlin in 1937, written by Dr. Reichardt, POCUS can be given the following assurances. Pressure can be put on the Reich representation of the Jews in Germany in such a way that those Jews emigrating from Germany will go exclusively to Palestine and nowhere else. And that explains the ships being turned down worldwide. And where the pressure came from probably was Nazi Germany. I would guess you look at Britain for the worldwide pressure, including America. But nonetheless, Dr. Reichardt says that such a measure lies entirely in German interests, and the measures of the Gestapo, it's all to our benefit, all right? At the same time, POCUS plans to create a Jewish majority in Palestine. It would also be aided by making sure that Jews couldn't go anywhere but Palestine. Look, I'm jumping ahead, and I don't want to confuse you, but only one Jewish organization was legal in Nazi Germany from September 33 until 1941, and that was Labor Zionism. Now, on we go with Dr. Reichardt. Those Jews arrested under suspicion of working for the Haganah would be freed. Of course, those Jews who weren't working for the Haganah, who hated what we will soon learn is the transfer agreement, well, darn, they weren't protected from arrest. Look, this couldn't have been done without the British who took over Palestine. All right? You couldn't just release some prisoners and go after and arrest others without the British. Couldn't be done. Somewhere there is a really seamy side of British-Nazi relations in the late 30s. It was somehow to make sure that Labor Zionism took over Israel and there would be no opposition. That was the overall plan. All right. Now, it goes on to report that this can be done for bargain prices, so the Gestapo Security Service would not have further costs. This was their plan. Make sure those German Jews gave there was a special bank account that could only be opened in Palestine. In other words, you're going to get your monies taken. You have a choice. You never see them again, or you redeem them in Palestine. That's the transfer agreement. And behind the scenes, leading to the mass murder of my family, for one, is just god awful. Now let's look. On October 2nd, 1937, the liner Romania arrived in Haifa with two, quote, journalists aboard, Herbert Hagen and his junior colleague, Adolf Eichmann. They met Fivel POCUS, who showed them Haifa from Mount Carmel and took them to visit a kibbutz. Oh, God Almighty. This is Labor Zionism showing Eichmann around what they're planning to build and how he could be useful to them. We'll get to Eichmann's quotes. We'll have time. But understand this. This is from the Jewish frontier while the Holocaust was going on, March 1942. And the writer, his name was Greenberg, Labor Zionist Greenberg. In short, I don't know if this is like a truth tell-all, but here's what he wrote. The fashion for Zionist speakers, including the writer, is to declare from a public platform that, quote, to be a good Zionist, one must first be an anti-Semite. And coming up are just the founding fathers of Israeli well, call it thinking if you want, but these are the Mark Twains of Israel. One consensus attitude in some of Pinsker's writings. Oh, I hear the music.
Oh, yes, and we'll be back in just about 3 minutes to pick up on this story of the transfer agreement.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and our guest, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, they can read your articles, or they can get your books, or they get your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, thanks to you, I have a webmaster. Dave, you know what? I'm not sure he wants me to give his name. I'll speak to him later, and I'll find out. But David came to me through you, so that means what he informed me is all my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. He said all of them, including the latest, The Stinger Not the Stung. Well, spell my name in books, Chamish, and in this case, they're all relevant, all right? But my books, The Pipes, Free Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust, I would look for that first, all right? My website, and it's up to date. Isn't that exciting? My goodness. Well, that's from you, by the way. It's Barry Shamish, www.patriottrading.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button. And yes, I'm very grateful for anyone keeping me alive. BarryChalmers.com. All right. Let's go back to the story. We're now quoting a labor Zionist leader, Greenberg, while the Holocaust is going on from the Jewish frontier, I think bragging that to be a good Jew today, you got to be an anti-Semite. And let's go on with his quote. One consensus in the attitude of some of Pinsker's writings. There's a great deal of it in Sirkin and in Borochol, the two main theoreticians of the labor Zionist movement. A.D. Gordon, the author of The Idea of the Religion of Labor, Data Avodah, wrote in a spirit of extreme contrition, and again, I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not, about the national sins of the Jews, which must be atoned for through manual labor. I.H. Brenner, the nearest to Dostoevsky in Hebrew literature, indulged in masochistic self-flagellation. To this day, labor Zionist circles are under the influence of the idea that the return to Zionism involves a process of purification from our economic uncleanliness. That's the old anti-Semitic, you know, the banksters, the Jewish, they control us, they control our money. These are Jews saying this. All right, let's go on with the quote. Whoever does not engage in so-called productive manual labor is believed to be a sinner against Israel and against mankind. This thinking. Now, look, they managed to funnel about 80,000 Jews from Nazi Germany to found kibbutzim and moshavim, and they managed to get lots of productive labor from people who used to be, in large part, professionals. They were taken, their money was put in escrow, they learned to farm land, this in labor Zionist camps in Germany and Austria, and you got your way. You managed to get very intelligent people attacking the land and making a land that was really a very ugly land, and until the kibbutzim, and until it was turned fruitful, it was not a nice place. Little by little, it became a livable place through this awful, awful plot of the labor Zionists. And they sure didn't want non-labor Zionists coming to screw up their plans. Now look, way back in 1934, before the Eichmann meetings with Kastner, we'll get to Kastner shortly, the Nazis sent a six-month delegation to Palestine. One Baron, leave it at that, he was the guest of the World Zionist Organization and wrote a 12-part series for Dur and Grief, the attack, the Nazis' chief party organ. To commemorate this expedition to Palestine, propaganda minister Goebbels had a medal struck. On one side, the swastika. On the other side, the Zionist star, the Star of David. Did you know that somewhere out there is an immensely valuable curiosity piece, a medal struck by the Nazis with the Star of David? Flip it over, and there's the swastika. Bet you didn't know that medal was struck.
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
Well, go look for it. Probably worth a fortune. Look, I'm going to polish it off with George Koreski. Remember, head of the Berlin Jewish organization. He was in the background to this, right in the heart of Berlin. This is from the Jewish Chronicle of 1936. George Koreski joined the German revisionist. That is the Irgun. After Hitler came to power, he says, seeing them as the potential equivalent of the successful Nazis. I don't know where they got that, but neither here nor there. He arranged a law. Oh, here's a quote. The Nazis allowed only the labor Zionists the right to wear uniforms indoors. The only Jewish group that got to wear, I hope they weren't Nazi uniforms. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me. They were. All right, we're going to dive into the final act, and that act is Rudolf Kastner, who went to so-called save Jews. In 1944, he flew to Hungary and had dressed in Nazi uniforms, went to death camps, working with Adolf Eichmann. As Eichmann's guest, he put on a Nazi uniform and saw his people slaughtered or about to be slaughtered. He toured the death camps of the Jewish agency, Rudolf Kastner. All right, I'm going to give my summation before we dive into Eichmann. My summation. In 1932, there were three branches of Zionism, Labor, Chevrut, and the Orthodox. In the same year, over 250 organizations represented the Jews of Germany. That year, Labor presented a deal to the Nazis that by 1934 would see the Chevrut and Orthodox removed from the Zionist shadow government of Israel and reduce the number of organizations representing German Jews to one, Labor Zionism. The deal became the transfer agreement. The Labor Zionists promised the Nazis to end worldwide sanctions and boycotts against their regime. And apparently they had the power. All right. Again, in return for making life impossible for German Jews, forcing them to emigrate to Palestine.
Okay, hold the thoughts. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, Barry Shamish, to finish up this morning's program. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, end of my quote. The labor Zionists promised the Nazis to make their regime feasible. In return, return for making life impossible for German Jews, forcing them to emigrate to Palestine. Now, Heiderud got wind of this atrocious agreement and fought it tooth and nail to stop a revolt in the Bund. The labor negotiator of the transfer agreement, Chaim Arlozorov, was murdered in Tel Aviv, and Heiderud was blamed just long enough to provide an excuse to remove them from the Jewish agency. That's it. No more right. The Jewish agency was free of anyone with an ounce of freed of anyone who didn't want to see their people slaughtered. Look, I'm not alone. Perfidy Ben-Hecht tells us about Rudolf Kastner's trip to Hungary. Well, the transfer agreement, Edwin Black. Oh, and Marvin Antleman, to eliminate the opiate, Rabbi Marvin Antleman, and we were very close, and I'm kind of preserving. Look, I'm the better writer, but he was by far the better thinker. I'm making his thoughts accessible. So he may be gone, but I'm hanging in there for him. There are a lot of Jews out there who can't live with this history and have been telling it. I'm not alone. We've been snuffed, but I'm not alone. Now, here's what Adolf Eichmann proudly acknowledged. In 1955, hiding in Argentina, Eichmann discussed Palestine and Kastner on tape. This was published in excerpts in Life magazine. It came from 28th November 1968, Adolf Eichmann. He went to Palestine, and I saw enough to be very impressed by the way the Jewish colonists were building up their land. I admired their desperate will to live, the more so since I myself was an idealist. In the years that followed, I often said to Jews with whom I had dealings that had I been a Jew, I would have been a fanatical Zionist. I could not imagine being anything else. In fact, I would have been the most ardent Zionist imaginable. This is Adolf Eichmann telling Life magazine this. Now, as for Rudolf Kastner, this is from Life magazine, 5th December 1960, the articles, I transported them to the butcher, God Almighty. He describes Kastner as a fanatical Zionist. He agreed to help keep the Jews from resisting deportation and keep order in the collection camps if I would close my eyes and let a few hundred or a few thousand young Jews emigrate illegally to Palestine. And I say again, without the British, Palestine was supposedly closed to them. So this was a terrible conspiracy and a very, very obvious one. Back to Eichmann. It was a good bargain for keeping order in the camps. The price of 15 or 20,000 Jews, in the end, there may have been more. It was closer to 70,000, but it was not too high for me. And because Kastner rendered us a great service by helping keep the deportation camps peaceful, I would let his groups escape. This is from Adolf Eichmann. Now, if you want to know why Israel, in all its history, convicted only one Nazi, and, well, he was brought to Israel and put in a soundproof booth and put on trial, that was Adolf Eichmann. Kastner was murdered in 54, I believe, in Tel Aviv, in a Tel Aviv hospital. They got rid of him. Eichmann had to go. They a tremendous effort. They brought him to Israel and got rid of him. Look, you have to understand, there is a school of proud Jews that won't let this disappear from our history. What most listeners think is wrong. It's as simple as that. It's wrong. The real history is much, much more depressing. And these peace-loving labor Zionists who brought Israel this suicide Oslo Accord with the PLO were up to the same tricks that murdered the useless religious and right-wing Jews of the 1940s. They were murdered. Israel was supposed to be founded on principles. I'm not going to dive into it. I don't have the time. But Sabbatean or Frankist principles, which were anti-religious. In fact, they believed that the Torah was right in its opposite sense only. And that includes do not murder. Do murder. That becomes a mitzvah, a good deed. It would have been. I'm not sure it wasn't. But the founding of Israel was an utter and total insult to the Jews. But it's there. My family is there. They'll be slaughtered if that place isn't protected. I have no choice. With all I know, Israel has to be strong. They can't weaken it anymore. Or, we'll be facing another Holocaust. The plot will carry on to another third of the Jews of the world in Israel. It's a horrifying scenario, but this is what I'm writing about. Oh, I hear the music.
I'm Barry, and we'll talk to you again next week. God bless. Thank you so very much.
And thank you. Good morning, all.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here to finish up the program, and you must understand that most of what you have been taught through the years is just not accurate. Most of what you understand certainly is the fact that I studied during World War II why, of course, the righteous English and the righteous Americans were aligned against the wicked Nazis. The truth of the matter is, the righteous Americans and righteous British were led by occult leaders that financed Nazism both before and during the war. And certainly this is covered in our 4-tape set on the Holocaust, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, Adolf Hitler escaped, and you get that in the 4-tape set, or it's entitled, Did Adolf Hitler Escape? How could these things happen without your knowing? Because the media is tightly and rigidly controlled by an occult movement in the United States. It permeates every aspect of our society, and of course you need to learn about the occult movement in the United States. And you get that by reading my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, they are looting us now into World War III because the premise behind everything going on today is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world occult movement with massive slaughter of the people of this earth. And we're lining up for it. Now, whether it will be certainly in the Middle East, whether it will be in the Near East, whether it will be a war between Russia and America or Russia and China and America, I'm not about to try to predict because I really have no inside information, but it should be so obvious to you that everything is being done to prepare the American people for the possibility of war, and this foreshadows war. And you're not going to be able to stop it. The people in charge are well-financed, and they are totally evil and obscene. And you're going to have to start trying to inform others what's happening and try to get them to prepare for the truly terrible times that lie ahead. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can help us get the word out. This is something you can do. It can be just by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our videos and our DVDs there. You can certainly watch our radio program, listen to our radio program. You can get our books. 1-800-544-8927. But the underlying theme of this whole program and my message to you is we are involved in a spiritual war for the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that war because your ministers are not telling what's going on. The educational system has been compromised, and the average American does not understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really is an organized satanic movement that permeates every aspect of our society, that controls the educational system, and they are simply conditioning our children to be world citizens. And that's what it's all about, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and certainly the elimination of Christians. Well, ladies and gentlemen, till tomorrow at the same time, I understand. Our number 1-800-544. Till tomorrow, fiddle.